Welcome back to the Gardening with Joe and Holly radio show. Happy you've been with us for the program today. Getting close to the end of our season. We got a couple more shows at the end of the month. And we will take a hiatus and we'll be back in March of next year. We'll take more share more information on that as the time draws near. Had a number of questions come in this week, Holly. Let's see what we can get through to the top of the hour. All right, first question is, should you use shade cloth? You've talked about squash leaves wilting during the hottest portion of the day to reduce their surface area. So wouldn't using shade cloth be a better solution for the squash and other plants that are stressed by the hot temperatures? Well, that's a good question. And shade cloth is a material that is manufactured that reduces the amount of sun coming through it. You can get different percentiles of that. Typically, a 40 to 60% reduction in sunlight can be used and placed over a plant or plant area in order to basically put it like a sunglasses on the plant to protect it a little bit. You can do that. Works well. But this will be more beneficial in areas where it's prolonged seasons of triple digits or 90s plus, because a lot of plants, their pollen, they don't pollinate when it's super, super hot. The only disadvantage to using shade cloth, there's a couple of them. One, the appearance. Now, you can have shade cloth close to the plant, or you can have a canopy that you can drape the shade cloth over. Wind or storms can also be not good for the shade cloth based on where and how it is placed over the plants. You could use shade cloth in areas where it's super hot. We choose not to because in the northern portion of the United States, we don't get those prolonged seasons of triple digits temperatures. So I think we answered that question, gave enough information there. You can make the decision what's best for your growing environment.
Okay, so next question is, does feeding the soil work in containers as well?
Absolutely. We talk about feeding the soil in the ground. Feeding the soil in containers is really more important than feeding the soil in the ground, because as you water, as it rains, that water grabs hold of nutrients and flushes it out of the bottom of the container. Not because you're overwatering it, just because it's the natural procedure that soil and water that happens. In the ground, the water will pull some of that nutrients down, but the earthworms and the microbial life will bring it back up and kind of intermingle it a little bit. In a container, once it flushes out, it's gone. So topping the container with more organic compost potting soil, that's good. Feeding the soil with a compost tea or a organic fertilizer a couple of times during the season, also very important to prevent the nutrient loss for the plants, so you can have the most healthiest plants you possibly can during your growing season. All right, canning question here, Holly. We've been asked this many times, but I think it goes. It's good that we answer it again. I see on social media, canning groups, where people are proud about what they have canned. They show the jars, but they're flipped over. What's this about? Is this necessary? And should I be doing this?
No.
Can we give a little more context to that? No. Okay.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So no, do not do this. It's not necessary at all. It's you should just not do it at all.
Where did this practice come from, and why is it still practiced?
Okay. So it's still practiced because they watch their grandma flip the jars, okay, and maybe they watch their mom flip the jars, and somebody else flip the jars, and then they're like, this is just what I'm going to do. So they did it back in the day because they used paraffin wax, and so that helped the wax seal, basically.
Airtight. Get all in the nooks and crannies in the jar.
Yeah, but now you don't want to do that. It can.
Are you even supposed to use paraffin wax today? I mean, we see it for sale at the store.
A lot of times people use it as like a decorative thing.
Okay.
And sometimes people use it, they put their hands in it.
Okay. I remember being young and mom would use it to seal jam and jelly.
Yeah.
And then the fun part would be puncturing that wax and then pulling it out and then getting the jam and jelly out of the jar. We were country people, okay?
My face.
Yeah. But anyway, I remember that. So was it only for jams and jellies, or did they use that for other ingredients or other canning?
I think they used it for other methods, uh-huh, but it's just not, it's not something that you would do.
Okay.
There is a two-piece lids, and that's what's safe, and that's what's good, and that's what you should use. Don't flip your jars. There's no reason to.
Right, and I can't figure out, you know, these – obviously, for somehow they're sealing with the pressure of the liquid pushing against the jar. You want to allow the jar to seal naturally and correctly without any additional forces, whether you or putting the jar upside down. So don't flip your jars over. Not a good thing. Bad, bad, bad. Don't do it. And you'll be better off as a canner if you don't.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.